Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, and welcome to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, the heat in our beautiful Clearwater Beach studios. We're super excited. I have some celebrities in the house, and I am so honored to have them here. And before we start, I'm going to play the commercials first. Let's go to our commercials. And if you want to cool off in the summer and the winter and the fall and the spring, or just go ice skating, go to the Clearwater Ice Arena and enjoy yourself over there. And we're going to play that commercial. And then we have another one coming up with MyPillow.com. Put in promo code BEACH and you get a great deal and a good night's sleep. I'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And we're back. Before we start, we have a new Florida princess and we're going to be crowning her. And tell everybody your name.
Kalei Michelle Johnson.
And how old are you?
7 years old.
She's 7 years old, and she's going to be crowned Miss Preteen Clearwater. And we have Rachel Barcelona. She's won every single pageant in the world, almost. So she's Miss Gorgeous over here. How old are you now, Rachel?
23. Oh, okay. I'm 23.
And she has sang at Madison Square Gardens. We're going to go into her interview after our other superstar in the house. And we're so excited and blessed to have all of you here. But let's go play first the congratulations song. And then we're going to go into crowning moment while we crown her. And this is for everybody here. This is your song, Rachel, as well. Congratulations for everything you do. This is from DeborahHampton.com. One of my dear friends sang this song and wrote it. And also, and tell everybody your name.
My name is Chris. My name is Chris Nickus. I'm attracted myself
And I'm 21.
It's so excited to have you here. I just heard you're on Bay 9 News, and you're all over the place with so many news people picking you up. I'm so honored to have you here. I'm blessed. And we're going to crown this little princess. You want to help me, Rachel?
All right. I take these off.
She's going to take her headsets off. And we'll play that song loud, and then we'll go into the crowning moment. And we're going to have this little princess stand up over here. I can't get her on this video because she's younger, but I'm going to go this way. So enjoy this song. Tune it up, and we're crowning our new princess reporter. We'll be right back.
Your time has finally come. You gave it all you got, and look what you've done. And we're so proud to say this is your special day for us to celebrate and join in the fun. Let's celebrate. Yes, you've been great. It's your day. Congratulations, you are the one. Congratulations.
Song, your crowning glory, and we have it off of Princess Diaries, and we just crowned our new Miss Clearwater, Florida. She is 7 years old, and we actually went with, you know, Marilyn Agato. She's one of your princesses. We went over to Feeding Tampa Bay and did some stories over there, and she did fabulous doing those stories. And this is your song as well. It's called Your Crowning Glory. Just stand there and smile and wave to everybody. Such adorable song.
I love it.
And there you go. Have a seat, Little Miss Reporter. And Clearwater, congratulations. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. And so in the meantime, now let me introduce everybody. And you are?
I'm Dan Grebe from Orlando. I'm Chris's coach and guide for his Ironman event.
Wow. So we're so excited. Who wants to tell us about what Chris is doing and the first Ironman that the news is just going crazy over? Are you excited, Chris? Yes. So how does that make you feel?
Happy. Can't wait to be Iron Man.
And how old are you?
21.
21? Wow. Wow, this is your year. So what do you do? What is the competition like? What do you do?
So I swim, bike, and run. And I did 63-mile bike ride.
Right.
And Sunday I did 5 loops around Byron Park.
Amazing. So have you been training for a while?
I am.
Now, the coach here, how long have you been working with Chris?
I've been working with Chris for about a year. He's training to do an Ironman, which is a 140.6-mile race.
Wow.
He's the first person with Down syndrome to even attempt it. And when we break the race down, it's 2.4-mile swim.
Okay.
It's a 112-mile bike, and then it's followed up with a 26.2 full marathon run at the end. And Chris has 17 hours to complete it. If he does it within 17 hours, he'll be the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman. If he doesn't, he's going to have to give it another shot.
Wow, that is so fabulous. And you just make me want to just go out and ride my bike tonight. Get going. So let me talk to his dad real quick. So what did you, when he said he wanted to do this, what sparked him to do this?
Well, we actually just started to get him a little healthier, get him in shape, and get him around some people to have some fun.
Right.
And we just started doing short bikes and runs. And then about a year and a half into it, something happened where one day he said, I want to be a world champ. And it just triggered this thought. And we said, look, why don't we try something that's never been done? And we said, how about an Ironman? And he said, what do I have to do? I said, just a little more than what you're doing now. And we just do it for a year. And it's been a year-long journey of training to get him from where he was to Ironman.
Well, where is the Ironman going to be? Where is the competition?
It's going to be in Panama City.
It's going to be in Pemina City Beach. It's going to be November 7th.
Yep.
Wow, you got muscles, guy.
I got packs.
I see that. That's amazing. So where have you been? Like, what news stations? I heard one of our beauty queen moms just told me that she saw you on Bay 9 News just today.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, so he was on Bay 9 News. They just did a show. And then this week, just Barstool Sports just released a big thing on him. Next couple of days, NBC is going to release something. And then ESPN is doing a big thing on him, and so is Special Olympics.
You know what? When God opens the door, watch out, because you better put your tennis shoes on, because he's got plans for you. What a role model. You know, it's adorable, because I was at the mall the other day, and I had a guest that I moved over. I have a film director that's coming on next month, and it's a Christmas movie, and I saw Rachel's mom. I'm like, hey, Rachel! I saw this girl with this pretty, pretty green outfit. I'm like, I love that outfit. Then I realized it was you. And Rachel Barcelona is here with us in the house as well. And Rachel, you are an advocate for autism.
Yes, that's right.
So tell us more about what you've been doing. You've been singing at Madison Square Garden. Oh, my gosh. You have your own talk show?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, the talk show is called the Chapters Rap Youth Heroes. We're based out of Long Island, and we're just trying to do our best.
Hi, Steve. I don't know. I think we're summer casting in New York, aren't we?
Yes, Steve. We need sponsors.
Hey, Steve. I can't wait till Steve comes down here. I've been seeing what he's been doing. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, just be careful. He's unpredictable. He might know. He is coming down here, actually. We're going to do a show at Ruth Eckerd Hall, and you might get to see him.
Well, if it's on a Wednesday, Barbara, let's bring him here and just have a fun show with all of us and talk about whatever we want to talk about. Be amazing. So you were also in the Miss Florida pageant, and you were runner-up?
I was. That is just like winning, because competing there at that level, it's amazing. And I'm going to try again, and I really know that I'm going to win.
I know. You are so gorgeous and talented on stage, and you've got so much to offer the world. I saw you on a Hallmark channel.
Yeah, that was a while ago. A year ago, I did an interview with the Hallmark Channel, and I talked about my autism journey, and they just really wanted to know what my life is like, what I've succeeded at, what I've conquered, and it was just an honor to be there.
You know, it's an honor. Your mom and dad are amazing. They support you in everything that you do. And she is such an amazing, she should be like a Mrs. Universe, your mother. Mrs. Yes, she should be for sure. And you were one of my first beauty pageant title holders when I first started.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And, you know, it's really amazing, because your journey has led you to your own documentary. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm producing a documentary about people who have autism and how we're really capable of doing amazing things. We're able to get jobs and just be the awesome people that we are. And we're at the beginning stages of it right now. I'm still finding people who want to sign up for it. And I think it's going to really take off.
Well, you know, where can they see your documentary? Is it online by chance?
Well, it's not done. It's still in pre-production. But
okay.
Netflix is interested. And
Netflix is interested?
That's ultimately where I have heard it's going to end up.
Wow. This is, we got major stars here. I'll tell you, we got three major stars in our studio, and so honored to have you here. And we're going to come back to you in a second as well. Chris, tell everybody out there, what makes you you? Like, what makes you tick? Like, what makes you get up in the morning and say, I'm going to conquer today?
So, every weekend, like, they always, I go for a bike ride, like, the Saturday, I went for a 63-mile bike ride.
You did 63 miles?
Tomorrow.
Wait, you did 63 miles on a bike?
Yeah.
Wow. Dad, did you go too? Coach did. No, Dad did.
Yeah, I bought an e-bike so I can keep up with him.
What's an e-bike?
One with an electric motor to give the little my old legs a boost.
My husband does that. I'm telling you, my husband's very thin. And, you know, he'll say, I'll go for a bike ride with you. And then I am like, give me a head start.
E-bike, that's the answer.
That's what I thought it was. He was a little more, he's got
when your child with Down syndrome was not supposed to be anything or do anything,
right,
can kick your you know what, on a bike, you got to buy an e-bike to keep up.
Well, and people complain that they're so bored. They're sitting at home. They're eating chips. And here you are, 21 years old, going for Ironman, the first Down syndrome. That is amazing. But you are so handsome. And so what would you like to tell the world? I know you've been telling the news stations a lot of things. What would you like to tell the world about what anything you want to talk about?
I really want to tell the world that the parents are reaching out to me. They are messaging me saying that I'm the hero to the kids and don't you knock me.
That's amazing. Wow. Wow, what an inspiration. So you're going to probably be speaking at like Tony Robbins and all these places probably. Like all these major speakers are going to like have you.
Yeah, I did a 6-minute speech in front of 1,000 people.
And wow.
They just loved it. Timur came, I don't know why, but my dad just booked it.
Wow. Well, for those of you that are just joining me on TikTok as well, we have Rachel Barcelona. She's been in so many pageants, and she's an advocate for autism. And she's always out there, and she's amazing. And we have Chris. Say your last name.
It's Chris Nickets.
Okay. And Chris is at Down syndrome, but he's going for the first Ironman competition. And everybody wants to interview you.
Yep.
And I'm so honored that you're at my show today.
Yep.
Wow. So, Dad, so what else would you like to tell the world about your son?
Well, he's shown us that all of the things that everybody thought he couldn't do, the disabilities, really aren't true. And he's becoming an example for others like him and parents like us, mm-hmm. who were told from very early on that our kids would never amount to anything.
Right.
So he's opening doors and opportunities, and he's creating hope for people. And so keep an eye on him, not for him, but for what it can do for you, and to give all the parents and all the kids hope that their kids can do amazing things. They could live a life, a full life, a life of inclusion, and just be part of the community. And that's the greatest thing that's happened through all of this.
Well, you know, it's like you're a leader. You're a leader, and you're making tracks in the snow, and people are going to follow you, and they're going to say, well, if he can do it, I can do it too.
Yep.
You're inspire so many people. You know, we have miracle stories on our show as well, and we bring a lot of positivity. And you know, I'm on TikTok. Is anybody on TikTok here?
Yeah.
Oh, are you really on TikTok? Oh, you have to give your name. What is your name on TikTok?
It's my name, Dan Grieb, or D Grieb, G-R-I-E-B.
There you go, Dan, G-R-I-E-B.
Yep.
And add him. And I've been on TikTok since the quarantine thing. And I had so much fun. My husband couldn't get it, what it was doing. Now he finally downloaded it.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a great media also to follow Chris's journey, because we're able to snip together about his swimming, his biking, his running, and then share the story of inclusion in a 1-minute video. People are really enjoying it so far.
Wow. We should have like a cheer day for on TikTok for Chris.
November 7th. It's a great day to do
it. November 7th?
That's the day he's racing.
Wow. November 7th. So what's your favorite color? Your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink is your favorite color? And pink is ours too. Look at this. She got these beautiful roses today. The pink. And you're in pink. So if we all wear pink on November 7th on TikTok, and we support Chris, and we say, go Chris for Ironman. Would everybody do that on TikTok? I've got some power people, like Scott Henry is out there, and some major people that I've talked to already. And they've done that for other people. Like there's a girl that, you know, is fighting cancer in the hospital, Tia. And we all wore her favorite color. And so I think that we should all wear pink on November 7th.
Yep.
And we'll support Chris, and we'll just cheer you on to go for that Ironman. Wow. So how many people are competing for Ironman?
On that race, there'll be over 2,000 people that will be doing it that day. Chris will be one of the field, and he'll be in his own division because, again, he'll be the first one.
Right. That's amazing. So how does it work you started training him when?
Well, Chris has been training 3 years for this. He started with other coaches, and I've been training with him for a year as he started doing kind of what we call the elite distances. He started with an Olympic distance, half Ironman distance, which is a 70.3-mile race. And now that he's into 140-mile races, that's now where he's going to spend most of his time with me.
Well, now, who else have you been training? Like, do you have your own company on this, or?
Yeah, I'm an assistant coach for a company called Tri-Peak Athlete. It's out of Orlando, Florida. Our head coach is Hector Torres. He's fantastic. He's certified in
every way you can be certified as a triathlon coach. And I got connected with Chris because he needed someone that could work one-on-one with him. So I work part-time for Tri-Peak Athlete. I have my own business in real estate. And Hector is our full-time coach that does all the programming. He helps folks with disabilities accomplish great things, but anyone who has ability that wants to get off the couch and do a 5K or a small run all the way up to Ironman.
Wow. Now, I have to find out, how did you two get together? How did you two meet, Rachel?
I don't remember. Let me think.
Or Mom, Barbara?
I remember.
Yeah, you remember, Dad? Okay, yeah. How'd you guys meet?
So, hold on, I'll tell her, Chris.
Okay.
About 4 weeks ago, we came out for a swim to Tampa.
Okay.
And because he needs to learn how to do ocean swimming.
Okay.
And he's got to swim 2.4 miles. And so we posted that, hey, we're in Tampa learning ocean swimming. And then Rachel put a little thing on the post that said, I live in Tampa. Tell me next time you're in town. I'd love to come cheer for you, Chris.
Wow.
And so we said, sure. So a couple weeks later, we called her up and Mom and said, well, we're coming back. And we got together and... You know, so it's been interesting. We've seen Rachel from a distance and seen all the things she's accomplished and the awareness for autism and just the leader she's been. And we think she's a great example for our son.
Oh, for sure. I can't wait for when Miss America. I'll tell you, I want to be there. I want to be there cheering her on because it's going to happen. Mom, she's just a stunning young lady at 21 years old and for what she's accomplished so far. So I know we have a new little reporter here. And you have a question maybe for Rachel? I'm teaching her something. Can you take the microphone and say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, and watch what happens? She's got it down pretty darn good. All right.
Hello, I'm Kalei Michelle Johnson, and I'm reporting from Hollywood Connections.
And what would you like to ask Rachel?
Rachel, what is your favorite type of music?
I like heavy metal and opera.
Ooh.
Very creative.
Thank you.
And what other question would you like to ask her?
How do you feel about being Miss Tampa?
It's really nice. I like it very much, but I think I'd like it more if I won. But, you know, winning isn't everything. It's great to make new friends and support them as well.
You have some little princesses, too, right, for the Miss America Florida pageant. Don't you like people under your wing and help them?
Yes.
Tell us what you do.
I do. I love the princesses so much because I love to inspire people, and it's just a great opportunity for them to learn new things.
And what have you been doing? Now, a lot of people now, they win pageant titles and they don't do anything. And here we are feeding Tampa Bay with the National American Miss doing reporting. What have you done in the community that you've done as your platform to help people in your community? And that's what a beauty queen does.
Well, that's one of my pet peeves, people who win and then they don't do anything. But I have been still working on my platform, Ability Beyond Disability, and I am also honored to be singing the national anthem at the Ironman event.
So, you're singing? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. That's
something, isn't it?
It's amazing. That's an honor, for sure. Can I ask you, I don't know, we can put her on the spot. Would she be interested in doing like a national anthem here?
I'm not like being put on the spot.
Barbara's looking at me going, no. Could you sing a little something?
Oh, my God.
A little a cappella on something? If you decide. You don't have to.
I know. Get me out of here.
That's okay. Well, just she's going to surprise you at the Ironman event. But if you decide to, let me know.
Okay.
More than what, because we have a half hour we got to fill up yet.
I know.
So anyways, anybody else? Barbara, do you want to come in and talk about some of the things that she's been doing? Barbara's behind the scenes over there. She's been working very hard and getting her daughter. She's like a momager. And do you have an agent for commercials and movies?
I don't think so.
You know that we have a SAG agent, Barbara, under our show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a one that's in Hollywood, Florida. I have all the paperwork. It's not exclusive.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tell her a little bit more about...
We have to get you the paperwork. For sure.
What about the Los Angeles lady?
Yes, actually, I have a couple casting director friends out there. Jeff Olin casting in Los Angeles is amazing. And some other...
Sandra Hudson.
Who? Oh, Sandra Hudson. Yes, actually, they were my first reporters back in the days. And Brandon and Savannah. Do you remember?
You're not going to sing, right?
Mom. Yes.
No.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about tell them where you're going to stay when you're an Ironman?
Oh, yes. Where are you going to stay?
An RV.
Yeah.
In an RV? Like a tour bus?
Yes.
Oh, how cool is that? Well, we have a half hour to talk about whatever we want to talk. Who's the man behind the mask over there? Oh, you're her dad. Oh, congratulations on being a princess. She is actually going to be in a lot of red carpet events with me. So thank you for being here. I was like, who's that masked man? And now you have to say, who is that masked woman or masked man? Everywhere.
So I've got a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
So you were talking about what did you say? Someone to represent her?
Yes.
Can you do two for one?
Yes, we do. Actually, I was going to tell you that, Chris, as well. We have one of the agents that I work with. They're under my show. I have all the paperwork, so it's not exclusive. And when you send them all the press releases and everything you're doing, I'll send that to you in the email tonight.
Well, Rachel and Chris are going to be doing public speaking together.
Well,
and so we need a booking agent.
Oh,
they're going to be in huge demand.
There is. I'm going to tell you, and I have a couple of other agents and managers are going to jump on this. They're going to want
to talk to them.
And PR people.
Yes.
I have actually a really good PR person that does a lot of things with the news, but you're already on the news.
Well, but the two of them are going to get a lot of attention to speak about autism, about Down syndrome, about inclusion.
Yes.
And the two have an amazing message with her success as a beauty queen and his as an Ironman.
Oh, for sure.
They're going to tell the story about how to create more inclusion and create possibilities for a lot of their peers.
And positivity, I'll tell you, this is like a TV show, you guys. You could have your own TV show. Would that be cool, Rachel?
Yeah.
You know, Rachel, you're such an amazing singer. Do you know that the International Christian Film Festival is coming up? And I was nominated the last couple of years for talk show host. And it's really amazing that they could you could send in your video for singing and your talent. And you never know. And, you know, we had Lou Gossett Jr. there. We had Kevin Sorbo. We had the people from War Room. It was phenomenal. So that might be something you may want to do, I think.
As long as it's not religious.
Oh, well, it's not. They have like 24flicks.com. It's not just all Christian. It's all different genres of singers and, you know, artists. And it's really pretty amazing. So kind of keep that in mind, too, which is really cool. And there's so many other red carpet events. Have you thought about going out there with your own show to interview?
I don't have a show.
Well,
not like, I mean, there's stuff going on with it, and I shouldn't be saying that. But
I gave you some media IDs. I can take her on my wing, right, Barbara? I can put her up when we have those red carpet events and say, hey, you want to come and help report with me?
I mean, I'm pretty desperate.
So. Oh, that's adorable. So anyway, Chris, let's go back to you. All right.
Sure.
So what do you like to do? I mean, what besides all this, what are your other hobbies that you do?
I play a few games.
What kind of computer games? Because I know being a celebrity, people are going to want to know what games, and then they want you to endorse it.
So I play NBA games, and I communicate people, and last Thursday I did a live cable TV show with Rachel, and that's how I met her, and in the comments she said, Chris, when you come back, you better call me.
Oh!
Who said that?
You could do stand-up comedy, you know that. Yeah, I went through stand-up comedy after my divorce. Who figured that one? That was way before in the days for the older ones that are listening. I said, forget therapy, I'm going to comedy school. And it worked. It was Pauly Shore's sister, actually.
Yeah.
Forget, yeah. Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
Chris, why don't you tell her what your dreams are?
Yes, what are your dreams,
and why you're doing all of this?
Yes.
So, my dream has, like, a couple reasons. The first reason is I want to buy my own house, and then buy my own car, live independently.
So you're doing this to buy your house, buy your own car,
and marry smoking hot blonde. Like my mom.
Aw. That's awesome. So do you want to stay in Florida? Do you like Orlando?
Minnesota.
Minnesota? Wait, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Like, I actually lived there when I was like 13, a little town called New Ulm.
Well, my wife's from Minnesota, so that's why he wants
Oh. But you're going to miss those beautiful beaches?
And I want to be like my daddy.
And like your dad. That's amazing. That's amazing. So what does Dad do?
I own
it. 6'6".
I got it, buddy.
I got it, buddy. Victory.
Right?
And,
Monkey, it's my turn.
Parents buddy. And then when he went to college.
He loves to talk.
It's so awesome.
He went to school first, and then he graduated there, college. He met my mom.
Yep, cut it.
And Baptist, cut other.
Oh, he's having a fun time over here.
Oh, well, we're having a good time together.
I have to get you a media ID if you ever decide you want to be a reporter.
Yes, sir.
And he'll sing, too.
You can sing.
No, yeah. But he'll do it.
You want to?
No. He'll do anything.
What's your favorite music?
It's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Marry Me. Do we have that song? Should we play that for you?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, Marry Me? That's an adorable song. I love Bruno Mars. Barbara's laughing back here. We're going to play one of your favorite songs. We'll play one of Rachel's in a minute, too. I know she likes...
No, that's okay.
Okay. She's sitting here looking so much gorgeous, Ms. Tampa here, and she's out in the community doing so much and opening so many doors of opportunity for so many. It's an honor to have all three of them here and our new little princess here as well. And so if we can find that Bruno Mars song. And then, Dad, what you were saying?
Oh, I own a sales consulting business. And so what I do for a corporation, I applied to Chris over the last year.
Right.
And that's where he's learned to just excel. So we've applied a really simple principle in his life, 1% better every day.
That's
and for the
so
last
cool.
year, he has gotten literally 1% better every single day. And so he's gone from doing very little to now doing an Ironman.
Amazing. And that is so exciting. And just watch, because you have like all these news people coming to you. Are you ready? Do you know what you're saying to the news people?
Yeah.
Okay, so if they're coming up to you going, hi, Chris, and what do you say?
What do you tell them? Like when they say, tell me about you, Chris. Tell me a little about you. What do you tell
so
them?
So I have a Down syndrome accent.
Right.
And so I'm going to speak slow so you can understand what I'm saying. I'm a high school graduate, and then I'm a public speaker.
Nice.
And most importantly, I'm adorable, single, and available.
Oh!
And that is why I want to be like my daddy.
Just like your dad.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so we're going to play that song. Let's play this song. This is for you. You want to help jam to us and dance? Is this your song? Here we go. It's a beautiful day. We'll put this music up.
That's your song, right?
Hey, baby. Like I'm ready.
song, Chris. Good song. Love that song. And so Rachel has a song, too. We're going to play one of her favorite songs. So, Rachel, what's your song?
Rebellion by Linkin Park.
Ooh, Rebellion by Linkin Park. We're going to play that one live on 106.1 FM, The Heat, and our beautiful Clearwater beaches. You know, we're on 3 FM, 3 AM, live on Tantalk Radio Network. Please go there and check us out and see the whole show again. And then we do watch parties on Facebook. So this is going to keep going. And then I'm going to put this on VH2 TV Network. And we're going to put it on 24flix.com, which is amazing. And I'm going to submit this to one of the film festivals. So I'm excited.
Yay.
Yay. So let's go to that song and we'll be right back. Wow. So that is Rachel Barcelona, Miss Tampa, her favorite song, her favorite group. Wow. So anyway, so Rachel, I saw on social media that you are selling your own line of luggage.
I am.
Wow. So what is it called?
Well, it is by Mark DeFang.
He's amazing.
Yes. And basically he puts your name on the luggage and I want to call it my ability luggage because I'm putting my logo on it. It's all stoned out.
Like blinged out?
Yeah, ooh, blinged out or something like that. And it has the infinity symbol, which is important for autism acceptance. And you get to roll it around and show your acceptance whenever you travel.
Wow. So where can they buy your luggage?
On his website.
And do you know the website, anybody?
I don't.
Mark DeFang? DeFang? Did I say that right?
I'm sure you just type in his name, you can find it, and it'll be up soon, but it's not right now.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous luggage, my gosh. So you've traveled all over, you know, you've been to LA and all different places. What's your favorite place to visit?
Well, that is a tough one because I really love New York. I go there all the time.
You're in Fashion Week too.
Yes, I look forward to that event, and fashion is becoming more inclusive nowadays, and those are the events I go to.
See, if there was a Rachel Barcelona line of clothing, like everything that she wears is so adorable. It's better than Barbie. It's stunning and gorgeous, I'm going to tell you. And I would be the first one in adult size to buy, you know, like you had this outfit like in green, or it's like so pretty. So where do you find your clothes at?
Well, I can go anywhere. I mean, there's different places that I like, and I just think, oh, that looks cute, I want to buy it. But I really like vintage dresses and all.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Those are amazing. That's for sure. For sure. Well, we are so excited that you joined us on Hollywood Connections, and we call it Hollywood Connections, and we have miracle stories. And there's somebody on TikTok just wrote me and said, I have a miracle story. I said, well, send me an inbox. And I'm on Dawn Reese's show on TikTok. I do have to give a little shout out real quick. Thank you to Scott Henry. I went to be a promoter under Keto Drink. And if anybody's interested, send me a text, put in Keto Drink at 727-871-7788 if you're watching this. And it's amazing. I'll tell you, I have to fit into a gown because I am in Miss Florida Tourism.
Oh.
I am at my age, because that's motivating for me. And I get to go to nationals, but I have this gown, Rachel, that I bought a couple years back, like a lot of years back, but it's still gorgeous. And this keto drink is amazing. And because of TikTok, and you've probably seen Scott Henry and all these people promoting keto drink and a privet. So that's what I'm doing, and I sell them for five or ten. You can be on the challenge list. And I also am so excited because we did play the My Pillow, right? We played My Pillow. So if anybody's listening and you are saying, I want a good night's sleep, here's an example. I've tried the Coolant pillows. I've tried all different pillows. If you go to MyPillow.com and put in promo code, it's very easy, Beach, B-E-A-C-H. I have bought everyone in my family pillows. Well, the ones that don't know for Christmas, they're getting it now, they do. But they are amazing pillows. And I'll tell you, last night, our whole subdivision, our air, everything went out. We had a power outage. And my husband doesn't do well. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Rachel, and everybody that's listening. In our bedroom, we have a air conditioning in the wall, okay? We have two fans, and then I have a fan next to me. I feel like I'm on a DC-3 before I go to bed. And we have fans blowing all the time. So last night, the whole power went out in our neighborhood. So my husband wakes up, and he goes, oh, no, it's really warm in here. And I had these little fans. I should have brought it from Walmart, like a $9 fan. It's a really cute little pink fan. And I turned it on, and he goes, are you sharing? I said, no. I'll tell you, that was the best $9 investment I ever made in my entire life. Anyways, for Hollywood Connections, there's some really good advice as well. If you want to get in the show business and you're in Florida, go to frcasting.com. It's free. They do a lot of casting for movies and commercials as well. And you just put your family photos up there and you never know. They send you an email that they're looking for talent for Disney or whatever they're doing. And there's a lot more filming starting to happen. And that's exciting. So anyways, see the clock right there at 6:51. I'm going to go around the room and ask if anybody would like to say. Let's go to our Miss Florida Princess, our Clearwater, and we're just going to say, what would you like to say, and how does it make you feel being a princess at 7 years old? What is your thought on all of this?
I feel very excited and very happy that I passed the audition and very surprised that I got my crown and sash.
It's amazing and gorgeous. And, you know, we actually have Mary Lynn Agato has interviewed so many producers and agents and casting directors that helped her career. And you know what? It does help when you're a spokesperson in pageants because you have your own talk show. You're on the radio with Steve in New York right now as well. Is Steve on the phone with us?
Is he?
No, we don't get Steve. Oh, I know. Oh, I gotcha. But it's so amazing that opportunity when you go, as I am a pageant judge for over 35 years of my life, I have seen so many people. If you would walk in and say, I'm a talk show host, I'm a reporter, I'm like, I'm hiring this one. You know, that's who I want to represent my pageant system. And I do have a pageant system, but mine is very different. And they have to audition to be a beauty queen or a reporter. And then I take them under my wing and take them out there. And then I am working with the Joppa Brothers with Hacking Hollywood. I'm putting a teen and acting workshop for pageants and training and more reporting workshops. So if anybody's interested, please get in touch with me on 727-871-7788, our production line. And you can actually see this whole show again up on YouTube on Tantalk Radio Network. Let's go to Chris. Well, I'm glad that you feel like you're the amazing princess as you are. And Chris, any last words that you'd like to tell the world about your life or anything else that you we'd like to know about you?
Sure. Go to my website.
Oh, you have a website?
Yep.
Oh, he's all set. Who did your website?
So it's chrisnickis.com. I know people are getting t-shirts from not by fair, I think I turned 50 shirts.
So people can buy your t-shirts?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Let's go over to the trainer here. So tell us about his t-shirts that are for sale.
Yeah, so Chris has a t-shirt on his website, which is chrisnickich.com. He's currently raising money for the Ironman Foundation.
Okay.
And then through that, he's going to select a few charities of his own that he's going to donate. Right now, he's up to $20,000.
Wow.
And he's going to be donating them to charities such as the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida. Yeah. Actually, I'll let his dad, the Special Olympics, and Nick will tell the rest of that.
Okay.
Yeah, so for Down Syndrome Awareness Month, which is October,
right,
Chris is doing the 1% Challenge. So he has been improving 1% for a whole year, and people say what an amazing feat it's been. And the message is that anyone who can commits to just getting a little bit better each month will do amazing things in their own life. And so the 1% challenge is really to give people a 30-day look into what his life is like and then develop their own habit of getting better every day. And in the process, what we're asking is for a donation through the Ironman Foundation, which you can do through his website. And he's going to donate the money. 100% of the money is going to go to Special Olympics and RODS, which is racing for orphans with Down syndrome.
Wow.
And the National Down Syndrome Society. So he's got a mission to raise money for others like him and to create opportunities for the rest of them.
That's amazing. What would you like to do with the money when you raise that you'd like to do for somebody? Like if when you're raising the money and you have other people that you want to give it to, what do you want to give them? Like what would your gift be?
So my gift is to raise millions for Down syndrome kids because one of their parents didn't know what Special Olympics money is. So
right.
I give them advice, like I said, look, I'm raising millions of dollars for special needs, the Special Olympics, and Ironman Foundation, and I am actually officially a team captain of IMF, and
what a go-getter you are.
And then they rewind millions of dollars to go through the foundation into the Ironman race. So whenever after I complete, like if it's like during, like after the race,
right,
it could be a that time, and there might be some event, like charity events for millions of dollars.
Right.
Because those kids are out there, and their parents rewind to see me and say, Chris, thank you so much for inspiring my child. And
wow,
thank you for giving them hope. Thank you for raising tons of dollars for them, and they are raising a lot of money to my charity, and it's a cause for my journey.
Good job, Chris.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And Godspeed ahead on everything that you're doing. And also, by the way, I have to compliment you. You know your camera colors. That's a great color on camera,
and
that blue.
Live in New York.
You have your camera clothes, that's for sure. That looks adorable on you.
You are live in New York, by the way.
Pardon?
You are live in New York.
Oh, I'm live in New York. Live in New York. Steve, I love you. We're going to have to get you on the show. We're live in New York as well, simulcasting because of Rachel Barcelona. Oh, my gosh, I love New York. And Rachel loves New York and Fashion Week and everything she does. And anything else, Rachel, that you'd like to say? We have 2 minutes left. Any other last words from Rachel Barcelona?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. We love you. I'm so excited about your opening, your career, everything that's happening. New York. We should sing New York, New York.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That's how I feel.
Let's try that.
Let's try that. You want to?
Yeah.
All right. How does it go?
I don't know.
We have New York, New York. We can end with New York, New York. Tommy will find it. He'll help us out. We'll end with New York. Now, I've been to a lot of autism surfing events because my husband's brother has a son that has autism. So we've been to the surfing events. And I'll tell you, I've never seen this kid win so many surfboards and meet so many celebrities and basketball players and travel around the world and ski and snowboard. And I'm just like, amazing, you know. But it's for a cause, and it's for amazing cause. Is that these people take their time out to really help the people that are amazing. And that's why we're here on Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM to give this opportunity to these young people that are changing the world and changing lives. So I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week. And thank you, everybody, for watching on TikTok. You're amazing. And I do have to give somebody's sending me a TikTok here. Hype something. I can't read because I don't have my glasses, but I will snapshot that and give you a shout out. And I will let everybody know on TikTok on November 7th, we're going to wear pink for Scott, I'm going to get your photo, and we're going to try that. I'll get a hold of Scott Henry and some of the people on TikTok that are pretty well famous.
They can wear this shirt. They can order it online.
They can order his shirt. Yeah, I'll get all that information.
Let's make a hashtag, wear pink for Chris.
Oh, wear pink for Chris. Yes, on November 7th, he's going for Iron Man, Down Syndrome, and he is the first one ever. The news is eating him up. They just love him, and so do we. And let's try this song, everybody. We have 1 minute. Here we go. Here we go. And this is for Steve in New York, because we're also in New York.
Yes, we are.
Part of it.
I don't know New lyrics. York. I just know this.
You know this song?
It's so touristy. Like, I don't
know. The
song. The real New York City is on the other side. The Bronx, Long Island, Queens. I mean, like, the other part is so old hat.
Ew. Well, just listen to it.
Okay.
Anyways, remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week with some more celebrities in-house. And if you have a miracle story, let me know, and we'll maybe put you on the air. And beaminghope.org if you're looking for a great church in the community that gives you food and service. And amazing, amazing, amazing pastor.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.